The Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
It is the Grillin' Guys, and we are live at Allen Bob Sports. It's all things sports. It's Big Buck weekend, and we're in Grand Rapids, Michigan today. We're going to fire up our live line and cruise down to Texas and talk to a Michigan native right now.
All right, right now we are going to go on the grilling line. We have a very special guest on the Grilling Guys. You have heard about this fella around Michigan for just a few years now. He's got a book out called Kill It and Grill It. Oh, shoot, he's got a bunch of books. He's even got a couple of records, I hear tell. But every time I hear Cat Scratch Fever, I want to throw a steak on the grill. Right now we're talking to the Nuge from the Nuge Nation. Ted Nugent, how are you, buddy?
Barbecue Bob, Jop, all the flesh celebrators out there, greetings from the swamps of Texas.
Thanks so much. It's a beautiful day in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We are at the Big Buck Contest at Allen Bob Sports, our very first sponsor. Great guys. Oh, man, I've got so many weapons from these guys. Ted, you'd be impressed.
You're talking about my historical stomping ground, so a big salute to Allen Bob Sports and everybody that works there and everybody that shops there. And anytime you can have a show called The Grilling Guys with Barbecue Bob in a Big Buck weekend. Are you kidding me? How could you not invite Uncle Ted?
Well, we're just happy that you made it with us.
My pleasure.
I grew up in northern Michigan where some of your old stomping grounds in Lake County and Osceola County. Matter of fact, I know you even bought a Bronco from Bab Ford's and had leopard skin seats put in it because my friend's dad owned the place at the time and you were the talk of town at the time.
Well, anyway. I still have my Broncos. I'm an old Ford Bronco guy and I beat up so many of them in the Manistee National Forest and chasing Pat and Woodcock and the mighty white-tailed deer up there in Lake County and beyond. So you really are talking about a spiritual epicenter where I was raised hunting with Fred Bear. Are you kidding me? I mean, I've literally been to the mountaintop of what every sporter, every archer, every bow hunter, every outdoorsman dreams of. So I'm a lucky, lucky man. That's why I think our spirits do collide, and I'm proud to be here with you today.
Well, not nearly as proud as we are, but you know, talk to the folks out here about, we get complaints sometimes about their wife won't eat venison. That's a big problem.
Well, the biggest problem isn't that she won't eat it. The big problem, if there are hunters out there, Bob, and this should be a battle cry. If you can't fix the people in your own family, what in God's name are you doing? You've got to obviously respect the beast. In fact, I think everybody I know, and you're my blood brother of the sacred backstrap, it's all about reverence. You've got to treat the animal with reverence. That's why we practice so hard to aim small, miss small, and kill that deer where he lives so he's dead clean and fast. And then ultimately, we'd have to take a little bit more attentiveness and pay closer attention to how we handle that animal once it's dead. You got to get it cleaned out good. You got to hose out that body cavity and get all the body fluids and all the blood out of that cavity. And you got to hang it up so it drains real well. And you got to get that skin off as soon as you can keep it away from any dirt. The ultimate way to handle the sacred venison is to keep it cold, clean, and out of dusty and dirty environments. If you handle that carcass properly, and it's really simple. I mean, the guitar player can do it. Anybody can do it. And if you handle that carcass and you kill it and handle it properly, that is the most delicious and healthiest nutrition protein on God's good green earth. So if someone in your family doesn't care for venison because it tastes, quote, gamey used to be an attribute. It's turned into a liability because a lot of guys don't handle it properly, and it does have a rancid flavor to it. But that's only because of human error. So if you handle it with reverence, you've got to remind the people in your family that this is a gift from from God, and there's no more nutritious or delicious meat on planet Earth than good Michigan whitetail venison. So if you do it right and demand that your family acknowledges that, boy, you can save a lot of money, and I know all about the cost of hunting and ammo and everything, but if you do it right, it really comes out as a real benefit to the family while you're doing a benefit to the good Mother Earth. So it's a win-win-win. But we've got to convince everybody in our family to wise up to the benefits of perfect venison.
That's great advice. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network, and we are on the grilling line right now with the Whackmaster, Terrible Ted. Ted Nugent, there's so many names for you. You've got more aliases than, anyway.
Well, when I'm driving up the roads of Michigan, I get an awful lot of waves and an awful lot of single-digit salutes, if you know what I mean. But it's all done with a blood brother attitude and spirit. So if I can, on the Grilling Guys radio show, I'd like to thank everybody in Michigan. I mean, I was born and raised in my winter water wonderland. I will always be a Michiganiac. I live in Texas these days, but I will never, ever miss bluegill on their beds in May and October and November in the sacred woods of Michigan. It really is in my heart. It's in my soul.
That's awesome. Yeah, I remember actually quite a few campaigns for people trying to get you to run for governor for the state. And
boy, if only I would have, huh?
Yeah, like about...
I mean, Jennifer Granholm.
No kidding.
Rick Snyder's a good enough guy, but we don't need good. We need tough and resourceful. And I'm not pleased with the progress in Michigan right now. We have not come out of the Jennifer Granholm tailspin, and there's a lot of big, big problems in Michigan. So I hope the great families of Michigan get more involved, more engaged, communicate with their elected officials more, and demand common sense and logic, because it's very rare in Michigan, and that's very heartbreaking to the Nugent family.
You know, you were talking a little bit of politics here, so it's a good segue into the small arms treaty that I'm very concerned about, that the UN keeps pushing and pushing, and give me your take on that.
Well, first of all, I'll give you the Ted Nugent small arms treaty. It's universal in the Nugent family and my band and my crew and everybody that I hang out with, certainly my sons and daughters and my grandkids and my brothers and my sister. We already have a small arms treaty, and the treaty states that we will never be without small arms on our person, and many small arms nearby. Yeah, the UN is a gangster organization. I'm just ashamed that America is still part of this gang of despots and tyrants and emperors and kings and murderers and rapists and thieves. We should be out of the UN. It serves no beneficial purpose to mankind. From Rwanda to the Kosovo hellstorm to the Middle East cluster that's going on right now, the UN accomplishes nothing beneficial for humankind or any country or any society. So I'd really like to get the hell out of the UN. And if they ever try to take away our guns, I think the American citizens will stand up and give them an alternative point of view, preferably barrel first.
I like that.
In fact, at our ranch here in Texas, we have a bunch of fence posts with blue helmets that we shoot every day.
Okay. Well, listen, let's take a break. We're going to continue this audition. Audition. Yeah, can you audition for another song?
Did I pass the audition? Can I be a Michiganiac?
No, I don't know. I haven't heard a guitar yet. We're going to continue this interview into our next segment. We're going to take a commercial break right now, and we'll be back in just a minute.
I knew his name, and it was good to see him again. 'Cause in the wind, he's still alive. Old Fred Bear, walk with me down the trails again. Take me back, back where I before too long. It was kind of dark, another mist.
The Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.